From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Governor John Hickenlooper signed the state's $27 billion budget yesterday. Legislative leaders from both parties and members of the bipartisan Joint Budget Committee were on hand for the signing ceremony. Benta Berkland has more from the state capitol.
This year's budget received widespread support. It passed the Republican-controlled Senate with only 5 no votes. While it was less popular in the House, it still easily cleared with all the Democrats in favor of it, along with 5 Republicans. Speaker of the House Dickie Lee Hollinghorse says it's not perfect, but it's a good budget and she's proud of it.
You always hope for more. It would have been my hope that we could have invested a little more in transportation and K-12 education.
Lawmakers did avoid significant budget cuts in those areas and even added some money for schools and roads. Next year is expected to be a tougher budget year with the state's oil and gas sector not rebounding, and there's revenue growth limits that could restrict state spending. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
A proposal to certify organic marijuana has been rejected amid concerns the labels would imply pot is healthy. The bill failed in a legislative committee yesterday and would have created a first-of-its-kind label for marijuana that had been produced without pesticides. Republicans voted against the measure, saying it could wrongly imply that marijuana is healthy. Other lawmakers worried that the U.S. Department of Agriculture would penalize state agriculture regulators for labeling pot as organic. Sponsors said that consumers are currently confused about organic marijuana claims. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.